The first group of close to 1,100 people evacuated by the Navy from the Victorian town of Mallacoota have arrived at Western Port on the state's Mornington Peninsula. One quarter of the 4,000 people trapped in Mallacoota over New Year's Eve set sail yesterday ahead of worsening fire conditions expected today. Some 3,000 people remain in the town, which usually has a population of just 1,000. Our reporter Tim Skelton has been monitoring the evacuations. Tim, the MV Sycamore was the first ship to arrive. What can you tell us about the people on board?
Oh, that's right, Sarah. So the MV Sycamore was carrying 58 people from the town of Mallacoota, and it arrived at Western Port, which is on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, at about 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Now, the Sycamore was the smaller of the two evacuation ships. It was equipped with medical facilities, so it was sort of there to transport people who'd been injured or people with specific medical needs. Now, three 16-year-old girls who were on that boat, they all suffered from asthma, which is why they'd been put on that boat together. They've been talking to the waiting media this morning. This is Darcy Brown, Emily Wellington and Tani Mann talking about what it was like when the fire hit Mallacoota.
Very scary. Very scary. Like, it was so dusty, smoky, sorry. The sky was red at one minute, then completely black the next minute, and then just so smoky, you had to cover your mouth.
It was like 9 a.m. in the morning, 10 a.m. in the morning, pitch black, like it was 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
very, very frightening. Especially, we walked from the foreshore to the community hall, where there was about 500 people in the hall, and that walk was very terrifying. It felt like it was a ghost town. No one was anywhere.
It was about 100 metres, but it felt so long.
Yeah, it felt a lot longer than what it was.
Yeah, so that's Darcy Brown, Emily Wellington and Tani Mann. They're all talking about their experience of kind of getting out of Mallacoota and all really saying they're very, you know, relieved to have landed in safety.
What happens to these people now?
Well, a relief centre's been set up just outside the port. Evacuees can get a hot meal, they can rest if they want to, or for those who just want to get home, they can keep moving. Now, Sam Hearn is the mayor of the Mornington Peninsula Shire, and he's been on the ground helping to get this relief centre up and running.
So that includes everything from obviously food and water, spaces to rest, quiet spaces, mental and emotional wellbeing support with some chaplaincy and mental health workers, pharmaceutical and medical support as well. And then over the back end of this building, there's our oval, and we've got our animal services, because we're expecting about 150 different pets, cats, dogs, even a few rabbits, a parrot as well. So we'll have our team there on hand to support all of that. And really, this is just the least we can do. Obviously, we're really in the middle of a national crisis, and so we're just honoured to play our small part here at the Shire.
So that's the Mayor of Mornington Peninsula Shire Council, Sam Hearn there. And it sounds like they've got that relief centre pretty well set up for pets and people, Sarah.
And Tim, the larger ship, HMAS Chules, is yet to arrive.
That's right, Sarah. So the HMAS Chules is carrying about 1,000 people, and that is expected to dock soon. The Sycamore had about a 2-hour head start on the Chules, so we should see that arriving soon. Now, the Chules is the larger boat. It's carrying just over 1,000 people. Obviously, that's the bulk of those who were leaving Mallacoota. Now, this ship is designed to carry troops and humanitarian assistance. It was used by the British Navy to provide aid in Haiti following the 2010 earthquake there. So it is well equipped and there's plenty of food. Having said that, it only has around 200 beds. It's carrying about 1,000 people. So many of those on the Chules will have spent that 20-hour journey in pretty cramped conditions, and they may not have had a lot of sleep either. It's also worth remembering that many of these people have been running on adrenaline since New Year's Eve. So they're going to be very relieved to have reached safety, and I imagine some of them are going to be pretty tired.
Tim, it's been a long, hard and also tragic night on Kangaroo Island in South Australia overnight. We're now hearing reports that two people have died. Is that right?
That's right, Sarah. Look, a short time ago, authorities confirmed that two people have died in that fire. The deaths happened on Playford Highway, which is in the centre of the island. We understand that a car was found burnt out, and it has taken some time for authorities to confirm whether anyone was in that car. But we now believe that there were two people who have sadly lost their lives. That fire flared late yesterday and into the evening. It's still causing some concern. Around 150,000 hectares has been burnt through. Now, Kangaroo Island is a popular tourist destination. It's also home to a major timber plantation. The fire is burning in the timber plantation. The ABC has confirmed that several homes have been lost. A luxury holiday resort has been badly damaged by the fire. Some 300 people are waiting to be evacuated from the island. The western half of that island is still the subject of a Watch and Act warning. Now, that fire is burning out of control. The eastern half of the fire is subject, of the island, that is subject to an advice warning. Now, a cool change is expected to move through this area later today, so hopefully that brings firefighters some relief.
Tim Skelton reporting there.